What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I don't know. But Clay, I think he's fine with his decision. I think it was time to turn the page for both parties. And that's what happened. And Clay's not here anymore. And I agree with you. Buddy Hield has basically given you the production that you would have had from Clay Thompson this season.
Look,
and I think he's been a little bit better defensively.
It sounds absurd to say, like, Buddy's been about what Clay
but
Thompson
this version
has
of Clay. We're not that, talking that, about their careers. Yeah.
No, but the bigger point is true. They have failed to find a two guard to replace Clay.
And it's hard. It's a hard position. Let's be
honest.
No,
it's almost impossible. Yeah. Look around the league. Like, now they thought DeAndre Melton might be able to do some of the things that Clay could do.
Yeah.
A bigger player who can offset the defensive woes of Steph, guard on the perimeter, catch and shoot player who might be able to create a little on his own. That guy's an all-star in the league. His name's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Exactly. They're very difficult to get. The Kawhi Leonards of the world, right? Those guys don't grow in trees. That is the prototypical player you're getting out of college
right
now. Cooper Flagg. Yeah, I'd love to have him. You're not going to get him.
But like, I think in their mind, that's what they were projecting and hoping that Moses Moody might develop into.
For sure.
I think that there's an alternate universe where they should have tried JK as your two guard, essentially, right, even though he can't dribble. But just be your perimeter guy and just lean into it. Be your Amen Thompson.
Right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We got 1 hour left here on the morning roast. Wolves 117, Warriors 110. Minnesota up 3-1 now, heading back to the Twin Cities. We got full phone lines still. It's been full phone lines this entire day. And you know what? We'll be taking your calls all day long. Steiny and Goo, Willard Dibbs, the Grandy Man. All of us will be taking your calls today at 95.7 The Game. Terrell in Richmond has been hanging on the longest. Terrell, good morning. How are you feeling about yesterday's loss, man?
Good morning, guys. As constructed, the team was only going to go so far anyway. Our star is out. Our co-stars, Ray, Jimmy, our side pieces, GP2, Moody, Paz, Looney, and the bench players. I don't know what we expected.
No, it's a great. Hey, Terrell, appreciate the call. I'm going to cut you off a little early because your connection wasn't very good, but I get the point right there, and thank you for being patient and hanging on tight. I'm with them, and I was just saying that. Listen, you. Timberwolves have a better team right now, especially without Stephen Curry. They just have a better, more deep team.
Yeah,
they're
but
younger,
in my mind,
athletic.
If we had Steph,
no, you're totally right.
I believe it.
You're totally right feeling that way as a fan. I'm never going to tell you how to fan. You
yeah,
can absolutely
I hate
feel
saying
like,
that out loud.
No, but that's how you would
I feel.
Feel
like such a loser.
No, that's not a loser mentality. You would feel like Niner fans feel like if they had, you know, a player at their full health, right? Whoever it was, like George Kittle or Debo, if they were 100% in that Super Bowl against the Chiefs.
If Brock doesn't get hurt against the Eagles in the NFC title game.
Perfect. There you go.
Yeah, but I feared that Eagle team way more than this.
That's fine. But I do think yesterday they showed, and maybe Steph plays yesterday and it's similar, but if Minnesota just goes off like that, sometimes you just can't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes
why it's a 7-game series.
Exactly. Draymond talked about that yesterday. talking about says if they gave if they give up 117 points without Steph, it's to be expected, right?
Give up 117 points without Steph, you're probably losing. Because the likelihood that we're going to score 117 points without him is not that high. So everyone has to commit to the, getting it done on the defensive end, everybody being on the string. That's how we can give ourselves a chance.
And you know, he talked about that, you fans and people wanting Steph back as soon as possible, ASAP, ASAP. He's like, yeah, they don't want to do that. They don't want to rush him back.
No, we're not going to Superman this thing. If he's in the place where he can play, I'm sure he will, and him and Rick and everybody will figure that out. But we don't need Superman. I played a long game. So if he can, we know he will, but there's no pressure. We got to figure out how to win, whether he play or not.
No, we don't want to go Soulja Boy here and Superman that, Joe. Am I right?
I just can't. Dre is just getting just. If I watch him short arm a three from the corner one more time, it's like, dude, you're open for a reason. Just take three hard dribbles and take a floater. Stop shooting the three. Just he's just so bad.
What'd you make of that, though, real quick? You know,
did also, that his offense, real quick before you go, his offense at the top of the key, he just stands there. It is insane to watch. Break down film and watch. Everyone's like, this guy stands there, and that guy's it. No, Draymond stands there. He does not go inside the paint ever. He never moves. He either stands at the very top of the key, or he's in the short corner. That's it. That's it.
Did that thought float in your mind at all, though, like Steph Curry, hey, can you come back in game five at all? Like, were you thinking about that at all, Joe, yesterday? Or have you kind of come to the same church, same pew as me when it comes to, like, Steph might just be out this entire series? I think that's the way it's going to
go.
Well, now, right?
I think every day it's like, hey, where are we and what's going on? What could he get away with? What's his pain tolerance?
What did you even think about yesterday? It's like, all right, we're down 3-1. Do we even bring Steph back at this point?
Oh, no, he's done.
Just not even try. Like, even if you push it to a game six? Really?
I'll worry about that the day of game six.
Okay. All right.
I have a hard time thinking this team, after kind of getting their doors blown off them in the third quarter yesterday, has any kind of gumption to be able to suck it up for a full four quarters and win on the road. It's just, that's going to be
hard. A potential game six, by the way, would be on Sunday. So the Wolves are in Minnesota tomorrow for game five. And thanks to the Golden State Warriors and their home opener and a deal between the WNBA and the NBA and scheduling, that gives the Warriors and T-Wolves 4 days off from Wednesday through Sunday. So if Steph Curry does come back, at the earliest you would think it would be a game six. That's why losing yesterday and not winning one of these last three games was so damn tough after winning game one, because you thought at very least you could push it to a game six, and now you don't have the opportunity unless you win tomorrow, or else your season is over. Real quick, Steve Kerr, this is what he had to say in regards to getting asked if Steph would be good to go for a potential game five.
When are we giving the update? Wednesday we'll have an update.
Wednesday. So that is tomorrow. In the meantime, let's go to Ryan in Twin Peaks. Wants to talk about Jimmy Butler and Steve Kerr. Ryan, good morning. How are we feeling about yesterday's loss, man?
You know, it's always a hard pill to swallow when we have a game where we're out playing them three quarters and we blow it in one quarter. So that's two games in a row we did that.
Well, y'all played him in two quarters yesterday, Ryan. I want to say that. They outscored him by 2 points in the first two quarters combined. And then, you know, third quarter just went the way it was.
Third quarter fell apart. Fourth quarter, we kind of came back, but that's when it was already over by then, pretty much. But, it's called the roast for a reason, so I'm going to let rip a little bit. Steve Kerr made a lot of questionable decisions from time to time throughout this series so far. And last night we finished the first half with a zone defense that locked them down. And I don't know why he didn't start the third quarter with that or switch to it when we started to fall apart.
They did.
But he didn't call timeouts.
I rewatched it. They did go back to a zone. And what happened was at the top of the zone, Buddy and Pajemski early on in that quarter were breaking containment. They weren't stopping ball. And then when JK and them got subbed in, and then they went back to Looney and Pods, and GP2, they were just getting roasted. They were doing a variety of things, and the zone was a big part of it, and they were getting destroyed.
I mean, Ant Edwards lit us up.
Yep.
So,
yep.
The final thing to say is Draymond's the elder statesman on the team. He's the guy that's won the championship. When Curry's out, he lost composure way too many times so far in this series. And I felt like he did that a lot last night. Pods isn't taking shots when he's got that small window. Kicks it to Draymond. Draymond takes a few threes that he had no business taking. And you know, he's got to take responsibility. Game six in the last series, he lost composure. Kerr goes out and tells him, hey, you need to step up and hold your composure for the team. We win game seven because of it. And I think he lost his composure a few times in this series so far. And when we're playing against a better team, you know, it's a game of inches, and he's costing us. And, you know, put the blame on the guys that have been there longest. Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, come on. Jimmy Butler, he's hurt. Steph is out because in the first series against Houston, the refs didn't call anything. And when you're playing older guys like that against a bunch of young, bigger guys in the league and the refs aren't calling those fouls, that's why Jimmy got hurt. That's why Steph got hurt. That's why we are likely to bow out this season. So
thanks, Ryan. No, appreciate the call.
His point on defense in the third quarter, they started Heald, Dre, Jimmy, TJD, Potts. First possession, 24-second shot clock violation, Draymond and Potts. They come down. We're in zone. Little movement to the outside. Boom. Randall three.
Yep.
And then another one. They come down. They get a shot in the paint because they break the zone. And then they get a second chance. Anthony Edwards had that pump fake to the left that Legler kept talking about.
Yep.
Bang. He hits a three. We come down, turnover. Then they come down, just basic zone defense. Multiple guys staring at Anthony Edwards. An in-and-out lefty finish by the Ant-Man. I could go on and on and on and on.
888-957-9570. It is the blame game, but I do feel like Burns and Fremont where, you know, and not to be like, you know, this is like a sap or anything like that, but you win as a team, you lose as a team, and that's what we do. We're going to pick and choose our spots. And Draymond Green was not good enough offensively for this team. When the moment Stephen Curry was out, everyone needed to step up. Every single player needed to step up. And we talked about it ad nauseum, Joe. Your two best players had to be Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. Jimmy Butler, for the most part, has been your best player, I feel like. He's been their most consistent player for the most part. Draymond Green is not.
Not even close.
He is not.
And they were not going to win a game without an A-minus type performance from him.
Him, Pajemski, you know, Legler was on the broadcast and talking about it yesterday. You needed scoring from someone else.
And has he turned off Randall's water at all?
No. Julius Randle's had his way with the entire team.
Like, I can live with Anthony Edwards. Like, not saying this, you're going to win, but you can live, like, you expect 30-plus from Anthony Edwards. It's Randle's 30-plus, plus the playmaking, plus the rebounding, plus the ability of staying on the floor without fouling.
And then getting your other team in
foul
trouble. Getting to the foul line. He's so good at that.
Julius Randle may not be the headline performance, but he's supporting actor of the year in this series.
888-957-9570. We're going to take the rest of your calls on the other side. Alex, Big Smooth, BPA, Gray, all of you, we will get you in, I promise. And it's going to be brought to you by Valvoline. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Stop.
That's what they make it to the backboard.
Oh, God. You know what's not as good?
You know, they used to be that quote, nothing but net, nothing but foam.
Oh, no. Well, it's not much better for the San Francisco Giants, but make sure you are subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast, because Sam Lubman, Joe Shasky, and occasionally Steven Rizzuto have the best Giants talk in the world. Giants continue to have bullpen drama, but on the bright side, shout out to Killers, Elliot Ramos looks like an all-star again. Make sure you subscribe today wherever you listen to the podcast. Giants fall 2-1 yesterday. Corbin Carroll doing his best Anthony Edwards performance, just taking over yesterday. Two home runs for him, a sick catch out in the field. As the D-backs are now 22-20, Giants fall to 24-18 on the season. But Verlander still searching for that first win, right? Still winless? Not that the win like means a whole hell of a lot anymore for pitchers, but the fact that Verlander, one of the greatest pitchers of all time, does not have a win on the season yet, and we're at May 13th, it might be a little concerning.
He's pitching way better than that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last couple starts,
I'm legitimately asking.
Last couple starts, he deserves a win.
Okay, sure, fair enough. He's getting quality starts, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, he's just unfortunate offense or unfortunate bullpenning, and yeah, he's just, He's trying.
You know what? Maybe it's just bad luck for Brandon Pajemski too. He's trying out there in his first ever playoff run. It's been a struggle for him.
Joe, you're going to learn this about me. Like, I'm obsessed with the transaction, like everyone in sports.
What transactions are we obsessed with?
Well, I'm just writing down all the players that I'm going to link myself to with the Warriors come this offseason. Kevin Durant, Drew Holiday,
and I'll get there.
Okay, right. While I'm calling on Drew and Jaylen Brown.
You know the series isn't over yet. They're only down 3-1.
I understand that, but I'm always looking ahead.
Sure.
Giannis. Even if I have to take Dame, I'll do that. I'll add that in the package.
Throw Anthony Davis in there. Why not? Just throw him in there.
Anthony Davis, sure. And the number one overall pick.
Yeah, just throw Cooper Flag in there. Why not?
Yeah. I mean,
LeBron? Maybe, LeBron, LeBron, put him there. Who knows?
Yeah, put that. Luka? I mean, that's... Like, if you just want to know what I'm going to be doing, it's trade machining out over the next 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. We did that the entire summer last year.
Oh, Joe, this is what I'm
going to do it again this year.
No, please,
give me
God.
A one more time. Sam, you sound like a serial killer.
Oh, my God.
We're going to talk about nothing but Warriors free agent rumors.
No,
Giannis, watch. It's going to happen. Are you looking more forward to Giannis watch or Brock Purdy contract watch this summer?
What's going to happen first? Can Verlander get his first win? Maybe that happens first.
Who do you trust more? Game-winning drive in the rain. Brock Purdy?
Oh, my God. We're not doing that.
Or Brandon Pajemski.
Or a wide-open three from Brandon Pajemski right now.
Give me Brock. Is like a downpour or like a light drizzle?
The threat of rain. Just the threat of
rain. Oh, the L's have been really bad.
Well, Brock could just hand the ball off, you know.
Oh, the L's have been really bad for the Warriors, for the Niners.
I heard they're still trying to trade Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, God. Just.
I swear, I'm not even making this up.
Who gets traded first, Brandon Ayuk or anyone on the Warriors?
As we're on just craziness that's happening in sports right now, let's just play. We'll get back to the Warriors in a second.
The good thing is Mikael Williams looks sick.
In rookie camp.
The fourth pick in the NBA draft goes to... the Charlotte Hornets.
Perpetually the fourth pick.
The music is so great.
Picking third will be the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, they need a break.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs. And that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Are you serious?
It's the most rigged thing I've ever seen.
Sound courtesy of ESPN, NBA. There you go.
It's so rigged. You're smiling.
Because
so
they panned to, who was on the panel yesterday?
Well, Daryl Morey was like in like shambles.
Yeah, I would be too. Bob Myers and Jay Billis were on fire. He's laughing at the absurdity.
Jay Billis faking shock, like, oh, what a shocking turn of events. Like, come on, Jay, come on.
Well, Bob was basically saying, hey, I hope Nico could, you know, actually leave his house now at this point.
No. Just because the commissioner gifted you the number one overall pick for trading your best player to the Lakers for the league? Like, no, that's ridiculous.
This was Nico's plan all along.
Well,
no, it might have been the league's plan all along.
Real quick on that.
Nico's smarter than you.
If Cooper Flagg does turn into like a baller, though, like, he can come away from this thing.
That's like Kyle Shanahan saying, like, we knew all along Brock was the better quarterback than Trey. Even though we traded three picks for Trey Lance. It's like, no. No.
Ooh, that.
Thank you. Did you get a Trey Lance reference today? Thank you. Pay the over. All right.
Just because you found a way to make it work doesn't mean it was by design.
Again, I said it.
If it's stupid and it works.
Keeping up with the Kardashians was more real than what took place yesterday in the NBA. That was the absurdity of it all.
Anthony Davis got traded from New Orleans to the Lakers. They did not have the worst record in the league.
Not at the time.
They won the number one overall pick.
Remember, New York wanted it. I think New York was like the worst team, and they wanted him back.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Okay. LeBron coming out. Cleveland did not have the worst record in the league. You knew they were going to win that lottery.
Yep.
And then they ended up not having the worst record in the league the year that LeBron left. And what did they get? The number one overall pick, and they got Kyrie Irving. It just happens to happen this way. Right. Got it.
I don't know.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired of the Spurs continually winning the draft, too. I mean, like they've been top three for how long? It's ridiculous.
Right. Well, they also got Andrew Wiggins, right? The Cavs? Like, they got the Wiggins and they traded him, flipped him for Kevin Love.
And don't forget Michael Bennett.
Anthony Bennett.
Anthony Bennett. Thank you. Gosh. Michael Bennett was the pass rusher.
Yeah, he was. He was actually good. Brian, Palo Alto, how are you feeling, buddy?
I'm good. All good. They weren't going to win the series of that stuff. Like, that was obviously a pretty unrealistic thing. But, yeah, very disappointed in Draymond, in Potts, in Moody. That's 3/5. You add Steph, that's 4/5 of the starting lineup that sort of turned their season around.
True.
And they are a collective zero on the court. And, you know, yeah, I mean, does this change what we think about them moving forward? Like, to me, is Potts, you know, they always talk about a 16-game player versus an 82-game player. Like, this is a pretty big shot across the bow for Pods to be this awful. It's not good. And Moody's, I mean, at least Pods is
in the playoffs.
At least Pods is on the court. Moody's just unplayable. Oh. He can't even hit rim. And then Draymond, I said he could handle Randall, which, by the way, was an awful take on my end. And that is one of the things about me. I am able to adjust to new information. And unlike the stands that are doing victory laps about Kuminga as we go down 3-1. But, he's been terrible in the series defensively. Like, embarrassed by Julius Randle. He should be embarrassed.
Hey, Brian, real quick, Brian, do you think that Jimmy Butler's getting a pass at all for that performance yesterday?
I think since he got hurt, I think it's been an uphill battle for him. And he's played, you know, he was playing through some stuff that a lot of guys have missed weeks for. And so in that manner, I do give him a little bit of a pass with Steph out, that he can't go to play out Jimmy on an every night basis. Game three was the game, you know, we could have won and we didn't. I felt like that was the end of that. But to me, Pods, Moody, a lot of things are on the table this offseason. They need to get better.
BBA, you know? Would you agree with me here? 2 points. First point. There's just no way in hell Draymond can take on the same exact role he did this year and expect to be some version of efficient and ready to roll come playoff time. Like, he needs to embrace that Iggy role where he's the situational closer and you're managing his minutes 18 to 25 throughout the year. Would you agree there? Point one.
let's bring Iggy off the bench so he can start turning the ball over to the other team.
Yeah.
All right. Then, let's get that off. Let's get off that off the bench.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, like, the other part is, I mean, I don't know. I don't know who they get, but whatever they decide, getting older than, like, let's say 31 years old, it should not be the move this offseason.
No.
Like, if they're going to get anyone, I know Giannis makes a lot of sense. He's 30. But, like, they need a young thoroughbred to be the 1A to Steph's 1B. Would you agree? Or vice versa?
I don't think they don't have the assets to get Giannis, right? So I think, like, a guy like Cam Johnson, right, a guy that's going to score 16, 17 points and who's going to make open threes instead of, like, Pods doing his pump fake and then driving in and running into a big guy and doing another pump fake and then passing it out for a shot clock violation. I think, yeah, we need guys that are not able to shoot when they're wide open and could actually, like, conceivably make a shot on the roster. And we have... Right now, Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler are the only people that are not terrified of shooting, and that's, yeah, it's pretty simple stuff, right? It's not going to cut it. The fact that they've been as competitive as they have, with that being a true statement, is pretty incredible. It's not a great endorsement of the Timberwolves, I guess this is it, unless Steph plays in Game 5, which doesn't look like he will, or the T-Wolves just go cold like they did in Game 1. Anyways, guys, have a great day. You're doing great.
I don't even know if I want Steph to play Game 5.
Well,
like, that's kind of where I'm at psychologically.
Well, he was supposed to be out that game, right? I mean, he's going to be reevaluated tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he told Mark Spears, like, it's not going to happen.
No, well, I don't even, like, I said it earlier on in the series, and I wasn't, like, being facetious or anything or trying to be, like, a Debbie Downer. I was like, I'd be shocked if he played at all this series. I'd just be shocked, given the nature of that injury to that part of the body that he's never had before. Like, you're 37 years old and it's baked all into the equation, all that wear and tear from this season and that series you just had. Yeah, that scares the hell out of me for his future, because he is the future still. Even at 37 years old, like,
he can't carry them every single night, every possession, all year. And that's why, like I hear what he said, like, oh, Giannis. No, Giannis is priority one.
Well,
if he's out there,
a young player is, right?
What?
A young, like, and we'll get to the offseason when the offseason happens, because he's still got some games to go here potentially. But I hear you. Like, this was an eye opener, and he mentioned Pajemski. Like, for as great as he was in the regular season, you know, he's gone up against some of the best young players in the West right now, and he's gotten exposed. But he's gotten exposed. As a starter, let me say that.
Yes.
He's gotten exposed.
No, look, I love him as a backup point guard.
Yeah.
But the coach loves him as the two guard.
And that's,
I'm like, no.
And I think that's what we're learning right now.
No.
Yeah.
No, he can't. He just can't. This league's filled with athletes and superior skilled players, and he's just not there. Nor do I think he can get there.
Steve Kerr, after the game, on what was the main issue for the team defensively in last night's loss?
Well, you know, they went 16 for 34 from three. You know, it felt like there were some in the third quarter where we got disconnected defensively and they got some wide open looks. I also thought they hit some really tough shots as well. They played a great game and obviously took it to us, and we've got to bounce back. We've got a flight to Minneapolis tomorrow and a chance to extend the series, and that's the plan.
I might wear my all-black tuxedo or my all-black suit that I wear to funerals tomorrow. Full of Mark Jackson.
You think that's going to be the
Fighting
case?
For my life.
Well, the last time they did have a Game 5 last round was in L.A., if you were the Minnesota Timberwolves. And they might have had the worst shooting performance I've ever seen from the three-point line, and they still won the game. They were like 4 of like 40 or something ridiculous.
Randall was really good in that second half.
He was. You know who was really good in the second half yesterday?
Was that the game Gobert had 30?
He had like 26
25.
And
yeah.
26 or something, yeah, ridiculous. And Gobert, for the most part, like, I don't think he's been like that amazing in this series. And that's another frustrating aspect.
No, he's
of
been
it.
Good prior to this game. I didn't think he was outstanding in this game at all.
No,
I think he's been a factor in the other ones.
That goes back to, I think TJD showed him some stuff, and I thought TJD played well.
How many
like,
minutes
when he's out there.
TJD?
Not enough, I feel like, when I was coming away from it. He had 19, I think, overall. Yeah, 19 for TJD. I'm looking at the box score right now. Anthony Edwards spoke after the game on how the Warriors' defense changed for the most part after halftime.
Our defense, we was letting Jonathan Kuminga just get everywhere he wanted to go. Draymond was pushing the pace. We wasn't impacting the ball unless he was crossing half court. Offensive rebounds, we wasn't boxing out. We wasn't limiting those guys to one shot. Just game plan mistakes that can't happen if you want to beat a championship team and if you want to go to the finals, or Western Conference Finals at least. You can't let those things happen, so we got to be better.
And that was obviously him talking about the Wolves defense, misread from your boy right there. But, you know, JK, they were letting him cook. And then outside of that, no one else was cooking anything. They were cooking some cereal, if you will, which, as you know, is not actually cooking, even though some of us would like to think so. More from Anthony Edwards, though, talking about that three-point shot that we've all been talking about, that momentum three heading into the half, pushing it from a potentially five-point lead to a two-point lead only for Golden State. He knew it was big.
Probably. That was a nice shot for me. That got me going.
It got him going. He said it right there. And he was just absolutely on fire in that third quarter. And they never looked back. They got that 20-point lead, and it was night-night after
there. He hit two in the final 2 minutes, and I could feel both of them like a battery pack, like energizing him.
Right.
And then he stood there after the second one. The GP2 got cooked so hard to the right, and Draymond was right there, and they both just couldn't get their hands up in time on that final shot. It's just so bad.
Is this Gray or Gary? Gray or Gary, Sam? Which one is it?
Gray.
It is Gray. Okay, like the former governor
like
of
Sunny
California.
Gray?
Like the color.
Like Gray Davis. Gray, good morning.
Hey, fellas. Thanks. Look, I'll save the postmortem for the evaluation of all the kids, you know, because face it, it's bleak. Pods is a backup point guard.
Yes.
Moody is trade filler, and I love him. I love him, but he's got to step up after 4 years. And JK, strongest guy on the team, can't hold the ball when he drives or when he's trying to power up a shot. He gets stripped constantly. He's got the weakest hands. This is really about Jimmy, and I love Jimmy. You know, but he's comfortable being Robin. He said he wanted to be Robin. He's at the Robin stage of his career. Y'all can say he's injured, but I dig that. But the simple fact is, he's the tone setter. He sets the tone for the kids. He sets the tone for the young guys to be aggressive, to work downhill, to attack on D, to rip boards, and he's not doing it.
What about Dre?
Nine shots. Well, I mean, Dre is what Dre is. He's always been that, you know, and he's pretty hollow when it comes to really needing him. When we need him to score, that's not the Warriors. But watch the game. As we watch the game, they're all standing in the corners.
Oh my God.
And they're waiting for Jimmy to – where's the motion in the motion?
None.
This is a motion offense. Oh, but Steph's not playing, so we don't play that. We play ISO. ISO's dead. ISO's dead. And yet you're asking a 35-year-old with a banged up booty to go out there and play ISO ball? He can't do it. Where's the motion? JK, if you move, you got to dunk. I mean, it's Pod's just the shell that is Podziemski. He's just firing up threes without his heart. Look at his eyes. There's nothing there. So I'm going to put it on Jimmy, even though he's injured. I dig it. But the fact is, he's the tone setter. And if they're going to at least put some fight into Game 5 for the sake of it, because face it, we're probably looking at, you know, it's Cabo time. But for the sake of it, let's put some fight into Game 5. Jimmy's got to set the tone. And then we can sort all this stuff out later on, you know, in a couple of weeks and talk about, you know, all those little, the dream list of the free agents and the trades and that. But it's got to be Jimmy. Thanks, fellas.
It's a great call.
That was
and
good.
I am ready to hear from Greg more often.
Gray.
Oh, Gray.
Gray, like the color, like Sonny Gray. This is where you're making fun
of. Okay, good.
Yeah, Gray. Like, yeah, Sonny Gray. How's he doing these days?
Also, Cancun sounds great.
It's Cancun, Cabo. Let's just go to Mexico. It sounds great.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Memorial Day weekend, I'm doing a BI.
What's that?
Russian River, baby. Let's go!
What's BI?
BI, big.
Oh,
B.I.?
I thought you were saying Brandon Ingram. I was
you never
he
heard
come
the
to
term?
The
oh, sorry.
No,
B.I., you're missing the G if you're going big.
Yeah,
B.I.G.
This is the day that I was knee-high. I was taught to keep it P.I. I'm not even going to keep going. You guys don't know about Yuck? You don't know about Godzilla?
I know about Yuck Mouth. But I've
come
never
on.
The way you said B.I. right there. I thought
that's one of his songs. Sorry.
Okay. To his larger point,
I feel
though,
like
Gray,
I'm from a different planet sometimes when I look into the glass.
There's a generation gap.
And Carter looks at me and I'm sitting here like, y'all don't know Yuck Mouth?
We're all the lower end of the
millennial.
Yeah, we're all like 93, 92. You're 82? right? 81?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
82.
So, okay,
the
so
year, not his age.
We're 10 years apart. That's okay. That's all right.
It right. might as well be 20.
No, that's too strong, because we do get some of the same references. Like, you got the Tom Green reference I had, My Bum Is On Your Face. That
was my brother.
Know. Yeah, but you knew it. TRL, baby. Carson Daly. and that's what Warriors fans might be watching here in a couple days, if they don't push the series. What do they do tomorrow? What do you change tomorrow?
It's the first caller that's actually come at Jimmy.
Well, I'm kind of shocked more people haven't with that performance. Now, like,
And now Miami's laughing at us?
Well, that did you see that?
No, I didn't. I heard it. You guys were playing at the break.
Our sister station in Miami, an Odyssey station, WQAM, obviously, they are feeling some type of way about Jimmy Butler and his failures and shortcomings now. And they're probably laughing, and I guess they isolated a clip that we posted on social of you talking about the Warriors' lack of offense yesterday. The pivot, pump fake. Yeah, they just isolated that as a drop. So congratulations. You're a drop at another station, Joe. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm hoping Odyssey gives me that, you know, overtime pay.
I don't think that's what happens.
Odyssey gives overtime pay?
If that's the case, we'd be paying Nick Friedell and Bob Fitzgerald for the amount of drops that are on that
show. Dude, I'm mad at Nick Friedell. I don't even want to.
Why are you mad at Nick?
Because he's like, well, I know people that have been in the room, Joe, and the lottery is real. I'm like, Nick, I love you. You're wrong.
No. Wait, Nick did
the
not
smile
say the
on Nick's face
real.
When he sent you that text,
he's
I bet.
He's so full of crap.
I'm going to read you exactly the text.
He's so full of you know what. By the way, the funniest part about all this is that the Mavericks wouldn't even have been in this position to get a higher percentage if they didn't win a coin flip with the Chicago Bulls to get them to 1.8 or 3% or whatever the hell it was. Hilarious.
You know Bulls fans are feeling away.
Oh, I said the entire process needs to be shown on television, Nick. As they're pulling the names of the teams out of the hat, I want to see it all. Otherwise, I don't believe it. He goes, I actually believe it straight up because I know enough people who have been in the room. But it is crazy. I said, Nick, I don't care what you just told me. You cannot tell me that this doesn't need to be investigated by the FBI and not the guy who investigated Shohei Ohtani.
It's going to be the same guy.
Maybe this is like the easiest like answer to a question. Thank you, Sam.
It's going to be the same guy.
Maybe this is the easiest answer, but like the NFL clearly does it right. And maybe because there's only 17 games, soon to be 18, that we just go with record. Why don't we just do that in all sports?
Listen, the Hornets have been tanking for 2 decades. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they get, who they pick.
Whether it's the Bobcats or the Hornets, they've had 2 different names.
They
too.
Have been tanking for 2 decades. The Pelicans have won the lottery multiple times and can't figure it out.
That's the guy I'd be targeting, by the way. The season's not over. Zion Williamson.
So another guy could get hurt come playoff
time? Yeah, but at least he's young. Like, I'm just saying that.
So that the coach could not play him?
Hey, you know what?
Pods gives me more offense than Zion.
Stop.
I gotta go to Loon Dog here.
One of the reasons
Pods shot's gonna start falling eventually.
3 of 14, 0 of 4
game
from
14 or what?
Jimmy Butler was 5 of 9 overall yesterday, but a reason why he might not have played well is because Draymond said he wasn't feeling well all day, huh?
Their defense, they were collapsing on him today. So we tried to pick up that slot. But I know he's not feeling well. Been pretty crappy all day, so but that also affects the energy as well, but, you know, no excuses made here. I think that's on me. I got to find a way to get him in position, more positions to score.
No excuses, but we're going to say that he wasn't feeling well all day. Is he sick? Is he not sick? Did they put that on the injury report? They don't do that. Like, we've listed all the illnesses up to this point. JK's gotten sick. Gary Payton's gotten sick. Like, that should be a thing if he was, like, feeling crummy. Now, he may not be saying he's sick. Maybe he's feeling the butt's extra sore today. I don't know. I haven't had a deep glute contusion like Jimmy Butler. Fact of the matter is he shot 9 times. 9 times as a go Ferris Bueller. It's not enough. 14 points was not enough yesterday. He'll be the first to tell you that. And Draymond Green was not good enough offensively. He'll tell you that too. He told you that right there.
Since he campaigned for his DPOY, he's been getting bodied on defense.
Yeah.
He's had moments. I'm not going to deny that. He had a couple of great games. But overall, just... it just hasn't translated as much as they've needed him to.
Going back to that Clippers game, too, right, where it was basically a playoffs game.
Zubac
just killed him.
Killed him.
Larry's in Hayward. We'll get to Larry in just a second. Draymond Green, though, on the down on the mindset of being down 3-1.
We just got to win a game. Win one game, take it from there. I think that's our mindset. Do all that we can, figure out a way to win one. You win one, everything changes. So that'll be our mindset going into game 5.
Just win one, Joe. Just win one. Just win, baby. Al Davis, right? Simple as that. Try to get a game back at Chase Center. It's not over yet until it's over. Why are you looking at me like that?
I just, yesterday I was so bummed, and then I woke up this morning livid, especially after rewatching it. Now I'm at the point of acceptance.
If they win and Steph comes back for game six, though, will you talk yourself into it? Will you?
I'll always talk myself into it.
Well, but not right now.
I almost started to believe when they cut it to seven late. I was like, well, there is 19 seconds left.
Oh, no. You
Reggie did. Miller.
No, you didn't do that.
And Quinton Post took the worst three-point shot I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
And I've watched Draymond take some bad ones.
Reggie Miller? You're going, can Kevin Knox be Reggie Miller?
Kevin Knox, I was
thinking about, like, Angels in the outfield. Like, maybe the Buffalo Wild Wings commercial can happen.
You're going Angels like this? Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Well, no, because Draymond's on the team, we probably would need help from the underworld, not the heavens.
Oh, my God, 80s.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Not a lot of miracles in the underworld.
You're going Greek mythology on us? Kratos, God of War? Oh, my God. We got to laugh through the pain, guys.
It's the only thing I can do.
You got to laugh through the pain, right?
I just, can I just give you some numbers? Because I'm just,
sure.
God, I'm
numbers
just, I'm
are
banging
numbers.
My head.
Your numbers are numbers.
GP2 in the playoffs. I'm not a big plus minus guy, but I just had to look.
What's his plus minus?
Minus 56.
Oh, God. It's not good. It's not good.
Minus 10, minus
who's
4.
Been the highest who's been the highest minus, I should say, or lowest minus, whatever
well, that it's is. Steph and Pods, because they play together.
They play the most.
Of course, together. Pods has played 350 minutes. He's shooting 29% from three. 33% from the field. He's averaging a turnover and a half. Assists are down. Rebounds are down. Points are down. He's got 107 points in the playoffs. Kuminga, in way less than half the amount of time, has 96 points. He's shooting 50% from the field, 44% from three, and has gotten to the free throw line 28 times and has made 21 of them.
Has Pods easily been the most disappointing player
him and Dre.
Of these playoffs?
Him and Dre.
But Pajemski hasn't even had like a moment.
He had a game.
Like,
he had a 20-point game.
Okay. Like
Dre, 33 minutes last night, a total of 353 minutes, only a couple more than Pods. He's basically averaging four fouls, three turnovers, and 3.5 assists in every game. been so bad. His assist to turnover ratio, terrible. Here's where it gets real ugly. 39% from the field, 28% from three, only 99 points, and he's played in every game.
Then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
That's the circle of trust right there. Thank you, Jack Burns. Unfortunately, Draymond is right now. It's an impromptu, circle of trust, Spadoni circle of trust, and Pajemski and Draymond are outside the circle of trust right now. There's really only like two players in my circle at this point. It's probably Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah,
that's it.
I agree.
They're the only players I trust.
From the 707, when I see Draymond pushing the pace up the floor, dribbling and pointing, it gives me the same feeling when I see Jimmy G hold the ball in the pocket and point. When Jimmy did the Raider one, he pointed to somebody and then just threw the worst pick I've ever seen.
Where's my Devontae Adams drops? He's going to kill me. He made Devontae Adams question his life.
Dude, Julius Randle smells blood in the water. He knows Dre can't guard him. He knows Looney can't guard him. He knows Butler can't guard him. I mean,
I got to get the fuck out of here before I lose my fucking life. I ain't never been hit this many fucking times in my career. Every game I get fucked up.
That's the backboard when the Warriors are shooting threes.
That's the fans watching.
Jesus.
That's you watching the game right now. These are Warriors fans.
Let me ask you a question. Like, we've elevated some of these role players on the Warriors. Like, would Minnesota trade anyone on their team for Kevon Looney? And I'm not knocking Kevon. He's a very important Warrior.
Maybe Luka Garza.
Yeah, one of their, like, of the rotation pieces they play.
No.
Okay. What about GP2?
Let's just do a draft exercise of these players. Let's just draft the best players of the series. You want to do that real quick? Let's just draft them.
Anthony Edwards, okay. Julius Randle, Rudy Gobert.
We go back and forth.
I'm going to go in threes.
Okay, you go back and forth.
Okay.
You're taking who first
Anthony
overall?
Edwards.
I'll take Steph Curry.
He's not playing, but that's fine.
All things being equal.
Julius Randle. Okay, I didn't know Curry was available. Okay, Julius Randle.
Okay, I'll take Jimmy Butler.
I'm taking Gobert.
I'll take Jane McDaniels.
I'm taking Kuminga.
Okay, I'll take Naz Reid.
Okay. I might go Connolly. I might go Alexander Walker's had a better game than anyone off the bench of the Warriors. I might go him. I'm definitely taking Timberwolves. I'm going to say Alexander Walker.
Okay. Not Draymond. We haven't got a Draymond yet.
Has he been better than Alexander Walker?
That's crazy that we're even saying that.
I mean, I'm not trying to hate. I'm being real.
That's crazy.
I'm asking you.
No, probably not. I mean, well,
Alexander you took
Walker.
Steph right away. If we're just going the body of the series, because he only played a quarter and a half.
He was really good that quarter and a half, though.
Again, he's played a quarter and a half. Like,
I know, but we're just doing the exercise of just like best players. That's why I wanted to do it real quick, just to showcase Minnesota. They have the better team. Like, they have the more talented, athletic, younger
roster.
Would
they trade Jaden McDaniels straight up for either Moody, GP2, Pods, any of those combinations?
Probably not. We didn't even mention Rudy Gobert.
I did. I took Gobert.
Oh, you did. Sorry. You did. My bad. Good. Shout out active listening. Your boy not doing that very well.
We've elevated GP2 in this area. Ah, winner guy, defensive stopper. No, a real defensive stopper is Jaden McDaniels.
You're right.
Who can also score and doesn't have to be.
He's impressive.
Yeah, he's really
he's
good.
He's really impressive.
He's a really good 40 player.
40 minutes for him yesterday. 41 for Julius Randle.
Would they trade Alexander Walker straight up for GP2?
No.
I don't think
not
so
even
either.
Close. Like, if that's a guy that's actually going to be available. Warriors should target him.
Absolutely.
That's a guy you should absolutely be targeting. And he's not going to command like $100 million.
No.
So, like, yeah, that's absolutely a name that I would have my eye on. Again, offseason for the offseason. Down 3-1. Try to talk yourself into it. Win tomorrow. Get a game back at Chase Center, which, again, you'll have a gap. If Steph is going to play, you would think it's going to be game 6 Sunday at home, Chase Center. Man. It was all good just a week ago, right, Joe?
Fire up the Lowry marketing trades again. Danny Ainge did not win the lottery. That's the only good thing to happen for Warriors yesterday. Warrior fans. It's like, screw you, Danny Ainge. Didn't want to make a deal. Don't get a top 4 pick.
Yeah, that'll teach him in Utah.
Yeah, that'll teach him. That'll show him. Cooper Flagg, you wanted Cooper Flagg in Utah so
well,
bad.
Well, it was perfect for Utah.
Fit in real.
I know. Hey, the Celtics have said this out loud. We know our fan base wants some white guys on the bench. They've admitted that.
Yeah. Peyton Pritchard. Beloved there.
And what's the other guy who I referenced earlier? Hauser.
Yeah. Porzingis. European, but still.
Yeah.
You like him. Yeah, not the same. You want to do Fast Five? Are we ready for it? Let's go. Let's go Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Joe, my final thought is this. When I'm feeling down in the dumps, there's one thing that can reel me back in. Junk food.
Ooh, what kind?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go Great Steak and Fry. I don't know if I'm going to go
Golden Arches,
Chick-fil-A. I don't know if I'm going to go In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
But I do know this. I'm having a milkshake today.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm having a milkshake.
Joe's Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. There
Hell
you go.
Yeah.
You guys are probably too young. But my favorite place in the world to go to, even though it was like a $100 burger even 20 years ago, Joe's Cable Car, which was over on Mission and Silver, and it had the best malt ice cream shake thingy of all time. And they had pictures everywhere. I was on the wall. I used to go with my dad. And I missed,
how do you get on the wall?
I miss Joe's Cable Car. Joe grinds his own chuck daily. It was a throwback spot. And late night after a Candlestick game, you could catch me and my boy Seamus.
I like that little alliteration right there, the Chuck Daly kind of a thing. That,
yeah.
That was pretty cool.
They literally would grind the beef in front of you to make the burger patties.
Love
it. It was such a great spot.
Sam, what do you got?
Yeah, I know. In times like this, it's really tough, really down. But I'm still going to hold out faith that at some point Justin Verlander will get a win this year. It has to happen. There's no way he goes winless for the entire year while Robbie Ray is undefeated. But at the same time, yeah, you know what? Just because I'm a Warrior fan, I'm going to go into game five tomorrow with the delusional belief that something crazy will happen and we'll be talking about a game six on Thursday.
I actually have more faith in the San Francisco Giants offense right now to get out of this slump than the Golden State Warriors. That's saying something.
Hey, City Connects tonight.
Oh, well, we got a win coming.
By the way, when Bonte comes in on Friday, I walked by Dick's Sporting Goods the other day.
Oh.
My mom, the little guy,
sure.
Me, we went.
Love
I had
Dick's.
To return some stuff, buy some stuff. Those hats are so ugly in person. The purple on the orange.
Awesome. I'm so against you on this.
I'm not a fan of the SF on the hats.
Well,
the SF
brim.
Has to be interlocking.
The brim is garbage.
Do you have like a homie?
That's homing like, device?
No, like that like sends you gear or anything like that. You tie with anyone, send me a City Connect right here. I'll wear it. Every Tuesday. I'll rock it right here. Doesn't matter if it's home or away.
The hat looks like something you get at Outside Lands, not a Giants
game. Perfect. I love Outside Lands.
Well,
Carter.
Yeah, but going to a baseball game, not a music festival.
Well, why can't it be both? There you go.
No,
have a party out
no,
there.
No, that's not what
Let's
we're doing.
Do it.
We're civilized
walk up, that's why we have walk-up songs.
Hey, don't
Sam.
Be tardy for the party.
That's why we have walk-up songs. This is turning into concert. Have
what,
you seen those
the
Have you seen those lights thing? That go down? You do like techno music?
The lights
like,
that go down
ball?
In the city?
Exactly. They play
Thank
those songs.
You. Thank
you. Just
you,
made
Sam.
My point.
Sam, I love you.
He took off his headphones.
Hey, while you're leaving your headphones, don't leave your heart in San Francisco.
Thank you. RIP Tony Bennett. Carter.
Yeah, my final thought today, I'm so disgusted I didn't even want to give a final thought, to be honest with you, but Brandon Pajemski, I'll call you out, all right? I know we've done some of it today. Three of the four games, he has shot 21% last night. The game before that, he shot 10% from the field.
Oh, no!
The game before that, he shot 14% from the field.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry. Like, let's wake up here. That's been the problem all series. The guy played 33 minutes. He had the most field goal attempts of anyone on the team last night, too. Wake up, dude. Wake up, Steve Kerr.
Speaking from the head.
Hey, I heard Angel Reese says that's efficiency.
Why are we going, what? I don't, Angel Reese? I don't
just throwing shade at Angel Reese for no reason.
Like, I see these memes all over the internet, these video highlight packages of her missing layup. Pretty funny. You didn't like that joke?
No, I like this joke more. This one's funnier.
It's a joke. Yeah, I don't just believe. I know that they can win a championship. I'm Talk looking it. At it right Damn. Now. I'm dead
oh,
serious.
Oh, this,
this
is a cheap shot.
I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm
Might be a Rose Bowl of the year, actually.
I really do. Like, I'm not even. This isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get
Mark
you know clipped online. I'm being dead serious.
I mean, the victory lap you set yourself up for potentially was all time though. But oh well.
You know what?
Chosen one.
I mean, sometimes you gotta score 60 and lose to the Celtics. You know,
gotta go JK. You just gotta go full JK. And just get yours. He's gonna get paid, by the way, for these couple games. You don't think his paycheck's gone up?
Dude, I'm happy for Jonathan Kuminga.
Brooklyn Nets. Yeah, you laugh. I would get paid by Brooklyn Nets. Go play in Brooklyn.
Win 28 games.
Be the 14th best team in that.
Exactly. It's great. I'm getting paid. I don't know expectations.
We'll still be calling for Cam Johnson
That's
to come
great.
To the Warriors next year.
We still had people ripping him today on the show,
this
which is
unreal.
Unbelievable.
The best is when he plays well, the Warriors lose.
Hey, if they start Pat Spencer in game five, no one would be mad.
No. No, they wouldn't be. Because you know what? That mustache, it travels, baby. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity at home. or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Goo next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.